Reps. Henry Cuellar, Monica de la Cruz voted in favor of the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2024. Texas border business. Texas border business. According to Congressman Henry Cuellar, D. 28th District, the U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed the bipartisan FAA Reauthorization Act of 2024 in a significant legislative move. This bill aims to enhance aviation safety, improve customer protection, and address workforce shortages in the aviation sector. Among the provisions included is a step towards establishing direct flights from San Antonio International Airport to Washington Reagan National Airport, a development eagerly anticipated by South Texans. Direct flights to Washington, D.C. The bill includes a provision to add 5 additional direct flights to Washington, D.C. This marks a crucial step towards securing a direct flight from San Antonio to Washington Reagan National Airport, a connection long sought by the San Antonio community. This direct flight connection will enhance travel convenience and foster stronger economic and cultural ties between the two cities, a development eagerly anticipated by South Texans. The FAA Reauthorization Act addresses several critical issues within the aviation industry. It mandates improved staffing standards for air traffic controllers to close the existing staffing gaps and boosts the hiring of aviation safety inspectors. The bill also enhances training programs for air traffic controllers, aiming to reduce the backlog and improve certification times. The legislation introduces robust consumer protection measures, including clear refund rights for flight cancellations or significant delays and prohibiting fees for families to sit together. It also mandates airlines to provide 24/7 customer service access, ensuring passengers can easily reach support when needed. The bill authorizes significant investments in airport infrastructure, particularly benefiting smaller and general aviation airports. It also aims to foster innovation by streamlining regulatory processes and encouraging the adoption of new aviation technologies. The House passed the bill with a 387-26 vote, demonstrating bipartisan support for the measures included. This bipartisan consensus underlines the bill's credibility and the confidence that both sides of the aisle have in its potential to benefit the aviation industry and the public. The bill now moves to the Senate, where it is expected to receive similar support before being signed into law by President Joe Biden. For San Antonio, the passing of this bill represents a milestone in connecting the city more directly with the nation's capital. It shows the joint efforts of local leaders, including U.S. Representative Joaquin Castro and San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg, who have been vocal advocates for this connection. Their dedication, along with the support of the entire San Antonio delegation, including Congressman Henry Cuellar, has brought this significant development to fruition, benefiting the entire South Texas community. The bill was approved by a great majority, including Reps. Monica de la Cruz and Cuellar worked on this bipartisan project with Senators Ted Cruz, John Cornyn, and the entire San Antonio delegation to deliver for South Texas. Cuellar emphasized the bill's importance for enhancing travel options for South Texans traveling to the nation's capital.